I invite the young children to come and join me in the front. Do we have any today coming up? If not, that means you all get to be the young children this morning. Good luck. The ones who, no matter how many times you have a trip to the physician in the next month, you are still young in the eyes of God. All right, so here we go. How many of you have ever been in trouble? Yes! Okay. How many of you have ever been punished for something? Okay, now I want to ask you a question about a particular moment in life. Right between when you know you're in trouble because you've been caught doing something wrong, and before the punishment comes. Tell me what that moment is like. Scary? Nervous? Regret? What is it? Eternal! All the time! That's the feeling for. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. You didn't mean to say you were in trouble all the time. Okay, so how long is this moment going to take before they tell me what's going to happen? Okay, alright. So, fearful, anxious, nervous, and seems to last forever. Alright, so how many of you have ever been in that moment and you imagined the worst? Yeah? So you've all been in that position where you've done something, once you're caught, you realize, this is it. It's game over. No more television for me ever. Right? I'll never get to take the car out ever again. I'll never get an allowance ever again. You've been there. Now, you're in that moment, and then something happens. Who knows what it is? Maybe your sibling does something worse right then in that moment. Maybe something else happens, or maybe it's something that you never perceive at all, but you hear the punishment meted out to you, and it is insignificant compared to what you expected. Have any of you ever been in that position? Joe, never. No, you've always had a full punishment. Okay. Now, we've been in the position of you did not get quite everything that you expected to come upon you as a result. In other words, from your own perception, you got some level of mercy. I'm going to be grounded for a month. And all they said is, you don't get to watch as the world turns. You can watch that. You can watch Lost. You don't get to watch Lost tonight, whatever the smaller punishment is. What is it like to receive a smaller punishment than you expected? Relief, right? Relief. Now, let me ask you this. This is the part where you have to be really honest. Is it more of a deterrent to future misbehavior when you get the book thrown at you or when you get mercy? How many of you would say it's a greater deterrent to repeating the same mistake, or maybe not just a mistake, maybe an intentional misbehavior? Is it a greater deterrent to get the book thrown at you? For how many of you is it a greater deterrent to get the book thrown at you? Alright, a few out there. Alright, good for you. For how many of you is it a greater deterrent to think you're going to get the book and you get mercy? Alright. For how many, I didn't really count, so for how many of you, you're not sure? Or you're going to be one of those people that says, well, it depends. Okay. I would love to, even if I had the kids up here, the young children, I would love to be able to say, hey, one's better than the other. I'm not sure which one's better than the other. But I know that in this story that we heard from the Gospel of John in chapter 8, that if there were a direction to err as to which one's going to be more effective in getting someone to leave a life of sin, Jesus errs on the mercy side. And one of the points out of the Gospel of John, if we look at the whole of the Gospel, is to recognize that no matter what may be the case with individual cases of wrongdoing in our lives, sometimes you need the book, sometimes you need mercy. God, in our lives, the eternal span of our lives, chooses mercy. There are so many things. Okay, how many of you have things that your parents never found out about? Yes. Okay, we've all got those. And we all have those. Are you hearing that? Back there most of the time. Who knows what you're doing back there? We all have those things in our lives. We do not have those things with God, because God has watched everything that we have done. And one of the proclamations of the Gospel of John is, in spite of that, God never throws the book. God always says, I'll take away loss for a couple weeks, but I won't ground you for life, so to speak. And that is the good news of Jesus Christ. Maybe now is the place. I made a typographical error in the bulletin that we've already gone past in the worship service. Did anybody pick it up? What was it? Holy? Actually, it's not just a typographical error, like a letter was changed, like a whole section was left out. Yeah. Okay, that's not a typographical error. We'll get there in a moment. Nobody missed it? I know Dora. I knew Dora would get it.
Confession.
What did we miss? What did I miss in putting in the bulletin? We got a confession part. We said, Lord, forgive us. And then we went to the glory of Patrick. What's supposed to be in between those two? In Christ, you are forgiven. The insurance of pardon. And no matter what, we have to say that. I don't know if they're going, I'm going to do that during the benediction. You can't leave a service without saying, in Christ you are forgiven. But here we are. The Spirit brought us naturally to this point. What's a good response to, in Christ you are forgiven? One or two words. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's do praise the Lord. Because that will fit nicely with the scripture passage. In Christ, we are forgiven.
Praise the Lord.